And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're live in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a great guest today. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is with us. Hey, we're going to be talking some fishing here with Captain Frank and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat, it's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Always excited to get to talk fishing, especially today with one of my most favorite people to have on the show. Always a great time. What do you have, Captain Frank?
Yeah, good morning, Captain Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning, you guys. Hope all is well. You know, it's Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all our lady anglers, over.
Indeed. Well said, buddy. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, for sure. Indeed. So, Frank, hey, I know you're out of town right now, and thank you for joining us. I appreciate that. And but we're sitting right, we're looking at the Royal Polaris right now.
She's looking good.
Yeah, she's looking good.
Well, we've been doing maintenance now since April 2nd, Pete, and we've got about, I would say, about two more weeks to go, and then we'll have our topside inspection, and then we're going to be ready to run, hopefully, by Memorial Day, something like that, okay?
All right. Okay, excellent. Well, speaking of running, what's the latest?
Yeah.
You've been working hard trying to get the fleet back on the water.
Yeah, Pete, well, I've been very concerned about getting the fleet on the water. However, the guy that has been working very hard and doing an excellent job is Ken Franke, our director of Sport Fishing Association. The guy has been just busting his butt and spending hours and hours and working on the weekends. One of the things that I have noticed is that I realize Shasta County is very different from San Diego, but Shasta County has been opening up businesses, and the latest thing that I saw was passenger vessels are allowed to carry half their license requirement or licensed capacity. So that's at least a start in California. Let's hope it spreads to San Diego in a hurry, because the fishing, as you well know, is phenomenal, and passengers really want to get out on the water.
Yeah, as evidenced by some trips that you put online this weekend that sold out instantly, but were unable to get those out.
Right, and I feel really bad about that, Pete, that we had to cancel that trip on Saturday night, and we're going to cancel to the one for Monday night, and we're going to hold on to the one for Wednesday. But, Pete, it came down to originally the Coast Guard said I could run, and then the Coast Guard changed their mind and deferred to the county. So Coast Guard says no until the county says yes. So anybody has any connections with the county, we can exercise social distancing and do all kinds of great things. We have safety plans in place at the landing, on the boats. Everybody's got a good plan going, okay?
I think that's why we were so disappointed, Frank, because it was so clear that you guys did such a good job preparing for this. I mean, that was, you know, in the current state that we're in with the current given guidelines, everything was just followed to the T. The landing has barriers. All the employees have been trained on how to handle the situation appropriately. The boat was set up right in their own staterooms, and just it was so disappointing because it was clear that this was taken very serious and every precautionary step was made, and it felt like, okay, this is right. You know, we're going to go fishing under the appropriate guidelines and get back to the way we like to do things, and it was really disappointing to see them kind of pull the rug out from under you.
Yeah, I felt the same way, Rick. I mean, when you go one person per stateroom, you go never feeding more than one person per table for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, serving your hors d'oeuvres, plating them rather than having finger food, wiping down the boat, the disinfectants in the bathrooms, all of that stuff. I felt it was safer than many, many places that you could go to legally,
yes.
Okay?
Yeah, and,
exactly.
And especially getting on an airplane. It's so much safer than getting on an airplane, right?
Absolutely. I don't get that one, Pete, at all, except the airline industry is hurting, but so are we, for that matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, so is the sport fishing industry, man.
So,
it's like, come on,
you know,
right?
I don't get that at all, and I don't, you know, up here in Northern California, you can go to Costco, and there is no limit of how many. There's 400 or 500 people in the store. And I can tell you right now, 75% of them are not wearing masks. Same thing with Walmart. I know it's different in San Diego, but that's the way it is up here. So,
and can you get toilet paper and paper towels?
It's very frustrating, that's for sure, okay?
Yeah,
it is frustrating, Frank. Yeah, well, hopefully things will start to loosen up this week, and we'll be able to get out and get some of this amazing fishing, because there's tuna, yellowtail, and all kinds of good fishing going on right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you, boy, if you want to get on that boat to San Diego, you better get with it, because he's almost full for the next 2 weeks, starting the 16th.
Wow.
And the Liberty is right behind him. So let's hope that by Friday we can start fishing. But, you know, keep your fingers crossed. And like I said earlier, if you know somebody on the County Board of Supervisors, put a good word in for us. I know the port of San Diego is pushing for us, so we need all the help we can to get ourselves on the water, okay?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So once we get on the water, Frank, what do you foresee as the what's going to happen? Is it a feasible deal that we could run those limited load trips through the summer, or hopefully they'll loosen up and that those things will change?
Well, Pete, if we have to run limited load through the summer, we will. But as the coronavirus gets, or COVID-19 gets to the point where they feel that we can carry bigger passenger loads, then we will. But, I think one of the things that you're going to see for sure is more limited party type trips, because it's obvious that there's a lot of people that, if you have staterooms, that would like to have their own stateroom, or if it's a bunk room type thing, they don't want to have 45 people in the bunk room. They're going to want to have 22 people or something like that. So I just see for the near future, anyhow, Pete, I think it's going to be a lot of limited load. And obviously the guys are going to have to charge more money. They can't double the figure, but they're going to have to charge more money and work on a lesser profit and hope to earn enough to get through the winter, okay?
Yeah, and now the only thing we have going for us right now in that range is the price of fuel has come down, right? That helps.
Yeah, the price of fuel and the PP program is definitely helps for a while, but by June 15th, that's pretty well over with. So, the cost of fuel, and then, there's other costs that are going to go up, however, such as all the disinfectants you got to have for example, I just ordered close to 100 new comforters. It came to $3,000, so that we could switch comforters after every trip. And obviously we do sheets, but we've always used the same comforter, and now we're going to switch them out every trip and wash them, and we're going to ask people to bring their own pillow because there's no way to do that other than that, and things like that, Pete. So I feel that we're doing all the right things, and we're willing to listen to do more if necessary. But I think being on a boat with a limited amount of people and being out on the ocean air, out on the ocean where you've got a breeze and probably the healthiest place you could be other than being in the mountains, I don't know how you could ask for too much better than that, okay?
Yeah, there's no question about that. And a healthy environment at that, too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a healthy one, and obviously good for the psyche. Guy's going to feel a lot better pulling on a yellowtail or pulling on a bluefin other than sitting at home. I mean, yeah. I don't know if you heard this little story, but Paul and Renee, they went out in separate skiffs because they had to observe social distancing, and they both caught between the two of them, they had, I believe it was 8 bluefin from 120 to 170 pounds.
Jeez. Unbelievable. And that's local fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they went out in their skiffs.
Yeah. So. Pretty awesome, huh?
That's great.
It just shows you what's, once we get the boats open, what we're in store for. And it's only May, right? It's Mother's Day today, right?
So that's right. Happy Mother's Day, all you lady anglers.
Yeah, we have a whole summer to late spring and summer to look forward to with good fishing. And okay, so Frank, let me ask you this: there has been huge abundance of anchovy bait receiver in Mission Bay yesterday. The Everingham brothers only had anchovy just for the day. You think the A word, the albacore, with all this anchovy around, is that a possibility?
Pete, I strongly believe we're going to have albacore again, but please don't ask me for a prediction because I've been wrong 2 years in a row. That was, I think it was the year before last and the year before that. So, fool once, fool twice, not a third time over.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
I just think we need to get on Pete's program.
Yeah.
Pete predicts the albacore to be here every single year,
yep.
And 1 year he's going to be the only guy that got it right.
Well, you know what? I don't feel I need to catch an albacore. I mean, if you're that tuned into albacore, you can go up north and go catch one. If we can catch bluefin to 200 pounds or 300 pounds, catch 40, 50-pound bluefin, catch yellowfin, catch Dorado, catch yellowtail, why do we need to catch albacore?
You got full, that right.
Full agreement with you there, Frank. I mean, the variety of fishing that we have here in Southern California and Baja, just outrageous, just fantastic.
Yeah, when the albacore are here, we're not catching bluefin, we're not catching yellowtail, and we're definitely not catching any Dorado because the water's too cool.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
You know, cry yourself all the way to the bank.
Yeah. Hey, Frank, tell us about some of the things you're doing on the Royal Polaris. Some of the, I know you just hauled out and did all the stuff out of the water. Some of the improvements that you're putting on the Royal Polaris.
Well, you know, obviously because of the situation and losing trips, two long trips and everything, we're holding our dollars that we have close as close as we can. But in the galley, we've made some improvements, such as all new cushions, all new cushions for all the tables, made some other improvements in new wallpaper. Daryl, you know, does his usual job of refinishing everything, and everything's been revarnished. And as you know, our staterooms are in excellent shape because of completely remodeled last year. So they're in beautiful shape. All we did was a little varnishing down there. Our engine room is ready to go. Mike Plouse has done a tremendous job down there along with Jim Hughes. And it's ready to go. And we've rebuilt generators. We've rebuilt several pumps. That's been done. We're presently redoing the deck on the boat. And going to be doing some painting, and then our haul out, we did some welding work by putting new bow roller on and things like that. But as far as real major improvements, I would say the boat's going to look beautiful and be in excellent shape, excellent running order. But there is nothing major as such as spending a couple $100,000 on rebuilding staterooms. We're not doing anything like that, okay?
Yeah, Roger. Okay, so now let's talk about the Shogun. There, a lot of work has been going on for the last couple months. Renee and Paul have really been working hard on that boat.
Those guys are outstanding, I got to say. Renee and Paul are an excellent combination to have as partners. Those guys are really on it. The boat, the machinery, they've made lots of improvements down there, rebuilt the refrigeration system. The fish wells have completely been gutted down to bare metal, completely redone, all reglassed, ready to go, which just means your fish are going to come out in the best condition ever. They've always done a great job on that, but it's going to be even better now. They've recarpeted all the staterooms. All the walls have been redone. The galley is looking just phenomenal. Lots of new formica and new woodwork done. The boat is in prime shape. You know, Renee called the other day and said, well, we don't really have a lot to do. And I told him to just go down and buy a bunch of Q-tips and give them to the guys and finish off that way, okay?
Roger,
it sure has been fun watching those guys around the dock. Like, it's so reminiscent of, you know, when Tim and Randy, you know, got the boat, or Sam and Brian got the boat. I mean, you can just see that those guys are so enthusiastic, and that crew has such a crew mentality. Like, you can tell they're all buds, and they're so anxious and young and hungry, and it's just fun to watch the effort that those guys are putting into that operation.
Right. It's kind of hard to believe that Tim and Brian are starting to enter that old man class, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
They got a ways to go yet, but they're getting close, you know, and they're all over 50. My goodness.
Oh, my gosh, Frank. Oh, heavens. Well, As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Captain Frank Lopresti.
Oh, no doubt. It's going to be a great time and lots of great information coming your way, and we're looking forward to speaking with you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. The best way to do it is to give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. One more time, 288-0973. Again, 833 there. Going to be a great show. Lots of going on with Frank Lopresti, and we are giving away such a great prize today. At the end of the show, one lucky caller is going to win a full-day trip going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Just like Frank had mentioned, those guys are absolutely raring and ready to go on the Liberty, and as soon as that green light goes, that boat's going. You know, Taro and the guys are really excited get in on this great local fishing that's going on, all that fishing at the Coronado Islands. So again, a full-day trip on board the Liberty to one lucky caller, and you're also going to win a $50 gift card to Point Loma Seafoods, an awesome opportunity to go down and get some nice things to stock up the house right now while you're home, or better yet, when your trip comes, you know, later on here, hopefully in just a week or so, come on down to Point Loma Seafoods, grab yourself a squid sandwich before you hop on the boat. Really, really cool prizes today at the end of the show.
And Point Loma Seafoods is open today, 11 to 6 for Mother's Day, so you want to go treat mom to some fresh king salmon.
That's a good idea.
Or swordfish or something great. Point Loma Seafood.
That is a good
right
call.
Right next to San Diego, 11 to 6 today.
I like it. Well, again, we were looking forward to hearing from you, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone. So much great info with Captain Frank. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. We've got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco-tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet with a fresh new look. The Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phones are already packed up. Everybody's excited to talk
to Frank. Oh, yeah. It's really, really good. And don't forget, while we have Frank on the line, while I'm thinking of it, don't forget that you still have a chance to buy tickets for the grand raffle for the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo. Big auction, $30,000 in prizes up for grabs. And I believe the big giveaway is going to be May 24th.
Right.
So if you $10 per ticket and you have a chance to win so many great prizes, right, Frank?
That is correct. Fabulous prizes. And looking forward to that. There's going to be, there's definitely not as many tickets sold, but we're still going forward with the raffle. So their chances are even better.
Best way to get tickets, email Tim. Tim@RolloKids.org. Tim@RolloKids.org. You can check out the website, RolloKids.org, for more information. But just send an email to Tim. He'll, with your phone number, call him up. He'll call you and then get the tickets, get you set up with the tickets. Just give him your credit card and buy a bunch, and because that takes kids fishing. And right now, with what's been happening, Rollo needs the money to take kids fishing, right, Frank?
Absolutely, Pete. And, you know, it's still a wonderful environment, and we'll be doing the same thing with the kids' trips, limiting the load down. So that and have a minimum of chaperones, but all the safety precautions will still be there, and it should be a safe environment, okay?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, one of the things I'm really excited about is the upcoming used tackle sale for Rollo.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am telling you, normally it's done at Day at the Docks. There was no Day at the Docks. But there is so much amazing tackle this year. And thanks a lot to many, many of our listeners that have donated tackle to Rollo. One of our listeners donated a whole bunch of his saltwater fly fishing gear. I mean, top of the line,
sweet,
really nice saltwater fly fishing gear. He traveled all over the world and said he doesn't use it anymore, so he donated it to Rollo, which is really cool. Want to thank him for doing that. But there's so much nice gear that's going to be up for grabs. That's going to be quite the festivity there, huh, Frank?
Absolutely, Pete. And you're right. The amount of gear is is just amazing. And not only the amount of gear, but the quality of gear. I mean,
yes,
you're talking Internationals, Shimano reels, good rods. And sure, there's some of the lesser stuff, but there's very, very good equipment, okay?
Yeah, stay tuned for when that's going to happen.
It's very easy, too, if you want to donate anything like that. I know Fisherman's Landing, we have a spot. It's just no questions asked. Just come on in and show up with your stuff. We'll take it out of the truck for you. I know Dana Landing's the same way if you want to drop gear off. It's just super easy to do if you've got a pile of rods and reels in the garage and you've already upgraded to new CalStars and new Trinidads, but you're done with the gold ones and you want to turn them into some dollars for kids, it's a great way to do it. Just drop it off at the tackle store and we'll make sure that they get to Mike and Tim and the whole crew.
501c3 corporate tax-deductible corporation, so it's a charity. So, yeah, give your stuff you're not using and get a tax benefit out of it.
Totally.
For sure.
Yeah, Pete,
hey, Frank,
know,
phones are – go ahead, Frank.
Pete, you know, every time we get somebody that just brings it into our office, we just call Doug or Rick, and they come over, value it. I call Howard Coolidge, and he sends off a tax-deductible receipt. So it's pretty easy to get done.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, that's – and so you can drop it off at the RP office too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Very good. All right, well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Frank. They want to talk to you, so let's get started.
That sounds good to me. Why don't we start off this morning with Tom? Tom's calling us from University City. Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How's it going?
Great.
It's going great, Tom. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I was imagining what it would be like to be on the Shogun with only 14 people. I feel like I'd get lonely.
dream come true.
Well, I don't know if you understand my reasoning for doing it that way. We have 13 staterooms on the boat, so I just knew that if we advertised 13, that wouldn't go over too well. So what we did is 12 staterooms with one and one stateroom with two, providing the other person was a family member. So it could be either 13 or 14 people, okay?
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity, as does the San Diego or the Liberty with only 30 people. Hey, my question is about wahoo fishing. I'm envisioning getting on a trip to try and catch wahoo. And so I wanted to ask, I actually caught some wahoo on the Royal Polaris about 10 years ago. And the deckhand told me, just when I asked, what do I need to do to catch a wahoo? He said, stay by the rail when we're trolling with your bomb in your hand. And, you know, when the trollers go off, then throw it out to the side. And it was basically time at the rail. So that worked. But I wanted to ask, what's new with wahoo fishing, and what trip do you recommend going on, and what trolling jig should a person have now, and what's the best jig to have now if things have changed?
Well, you know, I can defer part of that to Rick, because there is nobody that knows more about the lures and the tackle than Rick. However, you know, I have to say that there's several new lures that work well, but they have a condition, and that is if they track well.
Right.
And so often many of these new lures need fine-tuning. You put them in the water, and they don't troll well. So, you know, if you've got a favorite marauder, I still say that sucker is going to get bit as well as anything. And so I'd still stick by it. The other thing, you know, it's not too much different. You know, the one thing that you got to remember is that you don't need to stand by the rail and before the guy on the stern goes hook up, before he gets to the letter K in hook, you don't need to be throwing your bomb. Those fish are going to come to the boat, and you're better off to do as the crew says, wait until the boat comes to a stop, still slightly sliding, and like you said, throw it off to the side, not back on the stern, where if you get bit, you're going to cut off that guy's trolling lure. So those are the important things. The other thing is making sure that you, your casting bomb or jig, that you give it a few seconds to let it sink down to 30 or 40 feet before you start winding. Those are all important things. And probably the most important thing is when that boat goes on the anchor and you start fishing for tuna or fishing for yellowtail, those wahoo are going to come wandering around. So every now and then you want to throw that lure off the side where the bait fishermen aren't fishing, and you might get surprised. Or, you know, have one rigged with a wire leader and be ready to fish a sardine with a wire leader. That's pretty much the sum total of it. Okay, Tom?
That sounds great. Now, what about the trip? I know you'd mentioned if you could point to a trip on the RP schedule, if somebody wanted to get into some wahoo fishing, do you have a favorite time of year or a particular group that always really enjoys wahoo fishing?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to beat September, October, especially October and early November. Hard to beat that. But, you know, I would say that's the prime months. But we've had such great fishing on wahoo at Alejos in December and even early January. So it's really hard to predict. But, you know, September, I would say 15th of September to the 15th of November are your most prime times, okay?
That's a good call. And lastly, how long of a trip should a guy try to prepare for if he really wanted an opportunity to get into the zone where wahoo fishing would be out,
the
Frank?
Best trip to do, you know, you can catch them on an 8-day trip if your timing is perfect, but I would do the 10-day trip, because that not only gives you Alejos, it gives you all the banks down below, and even if you have to go offshore and fish kelp, a 10-day trip gives you your best available time. And I might add that because some of our older clientele has canceled, you know, these trips were full, but some of them have canceled because they were afraid to be exposed, that you'll see that on all of the boats. I know on the Shogun the other day we had a cancellation on a 10-day trip, but you'll see that I'm sure on all the boats there might be some scattered openings on 10-day trips. And I'd strongly recommend the 10 over the 8, just simply because it increases your odds when you're already going to be down there anyhow.
And these fall trips have been booked for a year, so the opportunity to get on them is very, very good, because you not only have the chance to go down below, catch Wahoo, you also have a chance to go to the Guadalupe with those trips too, right?
That is correct. That is correct.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Like Rick's going to do on the Shogun on the 6th day,
wait.
Right?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, those are good trips too, those ones in December. That, as I've pointed out before, November, December, early January are generally the best times to fish Guadalupe. Now, this last year, early January wasn't very good, but for at least 4 or 5 years before that, it was excellent. So I'd still play the odds, okay?
We had our Let's Talk hookup trip on the Royal Polaris that I was so fortunate enough to get to go on this year in December, and it was fantastic. Absolutely. It was, honestly, it was exactly as Frank had advertised. There was no shark issues whatsoever. We had good, I would say we had very good scratch fishing. It wasn't wide open. You still had to pick a good bait, but every time you did and the scenario was right, you got a bite, and you had the quality of fish was fantastic. I mean, I bet we had a 75-pound average with lots of fish, 90 and 100 and 110 pounds, and it was just, it was so clean. It was, you know, Frank had said, you know, some of those later trips in the season, the sharks tend to wander away, and that was exactly the case for us. We had a great load of guys and really, really fun times fishing on the boat this year, Frank.
Well, those are excellent trips, and I encourage people that have just been, you know, harassed by the sharks, that if they want to stay away from the sharks, book November, book December, especially December. And November is just as good, though. I mean, and the nice thing about it is a lot of that fishing is drift fishing. I think they were fishing the drift when you were there, Rick, on that trip. And that means it's not very hard to get the line away from the boat, and our passengers aren't crowded on the stern, okay?
Nice. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for getting us started. Appreciate the call this morning. Hey, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good. Doing well. Good fishing down south. Water's warmer than normal. 78, 79 degrees, which is pretty warm for mid-May, that's for sure. It's clear and flat. It's beautiful spring weather down here. Got lots of bait in the bay, you know. We haven't had any fishing pressure to speak of since last November. So it's been a good 6 months, so it's helping the fishing for sure in the bait. Only people going out and fishing right now are the local pongeros, and they're scoring yellowfin off of Rincon, about 1 to 3 miles off the beach. They're using squid, and picking up nice fish. The biggest one, about 15 pounds. I'd say average is 6 or 7, but limits on those, and they're feeding the village. A lot of marlin as well, striped marlin, normal for this time of year. They're ranging off the lighthouse and off of Punta Colorado there. On the drop-offs, loads and loads, a lot of striped marlin around at the time. So at this time, and it's pretty normal for this time of year. Normally we get lots of stripers around, but the pongeros are taking one or two to the beach and feeding the locals too, so that's a good thing. We're looking forward to opening up June 1st with any luck. We're kind of keeping our fingers crossed, but it sure looks like it. I've been checking all the airlines are opening up. Pretty much everybody, Southwest, Spirit, Alaska out of San Diego, and all nonstop flights out of L.A. as well, San Francisco. So looks like it's getting back to normal June 1st. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody down south as soon as possible.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So, and hopefully that means that the Let's Talk Hookup Tournament June 5th will be underway, and we're certainly gearing for that. I know Mr. Bob... tournament director Bob is gearing up for making sure everybody's in line, and also Dave from St. Dwight Stripes is donating that $500 cash for the largest game fish. So we're gearing up for that June 5th Let's Talk Hookup Tournament, John.
For sure, it's going to be a good one. It'll be a lot of fun. It's actually our first group of the year, as it turns out. So we're really looking forward to it. And the fishing, because there's been no pressure at all and lots of bait around, I expect it to be really, really good. So we're looking forward to it for sure.
Well, if somebody wants to book a trip, time to do it. A beautiful place, Southern Baja right now, Rancho Leonero. How do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Nice talking to you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thanks,
take
John.
Take care, John.
Appreciate that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, I had the pleasure to be able to throw the surface iron at Coronado Islands this past week. And I'm telling you what, if you don't own a Tranx 500 and a Terramar 9-foot rod, you're missing out.
It is
period.
It is probably the nicest casting, just easy to use, perfect reel for fishing a surface iron. Tranx 500 has all the power, but because it has that VBS braking system and the level line that perfectly stacks your line, it flat out makes casting easier, period.
You stack up Max Quattro 80-pound or 65-pound on that thing, you can throw it a mile and not worry about a backlash. It'll make a mediocre surface iron fisherman a better surface iron fisherman.
Completely,
no question about it.
Completely yeah. Agree with that. And flashing forward to all this bluefin fishing, nothing fishes a popper or a stick bait better. And on a Tranx 500, you can put 315 yards of 80-pound Max Quattro in that reel. That's a lot of heavy line.
Yeah, so get it. The Tranx 500 and the Terramar 9-foot combo, it's at your local Shimano dealer.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. If you're listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app, if you're listening to us on the radio, certainly lots of fun and lots of great info coming on. And again, we just want to hear from you, man. If you want to join us, the phones are totally packed up right now, but it's going to be lots of opportunities for you to get through. 833-288-0973.
Yeah, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Land. Captain Taro Takeuchi will be our guest right here in the world headquarters next Sunday.
Oh,
so
cool.
1 week from today. So that'll be a great show with Taro. We're also giving away a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafood, the freshest thing in town right there. So come on. If the lines are all full, but when they open up, just you'll get your shot.
That's right.
Sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
Don from Woodland Hills is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Don. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Captain Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, little bit different spin on fishing questions. I know that the Royal Polaris and all the sport fishing fleet has to go through an annual Coast Guard inspection. Could you tell us, you know, what that entails and what they're looking for to help maintain a safe fleet for us all?
Yeah, first of all, the Royal Polaris and the XL, not only do they have to go through Coast Guard, they have to go through the American Bureau of Shipping, which is even more difficult than Coast Guard. They will do ultrasound of the hull every 5 years, which means that if you don't have 75% of the thickness of the metal on your hull, then you have to replace that metal. So, and then they go through everything else in the boat. And then after that, you have Coast Guard. And that consists of of your haul-out inspection. On the long-range fleet, it's yearly. On a lot of the other boats, it's every 18 months. But for example, for the Royal Polaris or the Shogun or the Royal Star, one of those boats, you when you haul out, you have bottom inspection. Well, they actually go through more than just the bottom inspection. Bottom inspection includes looking at all your running gear, your props, making sure that you don't leave a bend in a nick in a prop, especially the bearings between your struts, and all your bearings have to be tight. Otherwise, you've got to pull your shafts on your through your shaft logs and replace the bearings, which are a pretty expensive ordeal. And then they just check everything else. They go through all your valves in the boat. You have to pull all your valves out, and they look at those. Like this year, we had to replace two valves at about $800 a piece. We had to replace a couple check valves at $500 a piece. It's amazing how much some of this stuff costs. So they go through, just all your compartments, even though you're out of the water and it's supposed to be a bottom inspection. They go crawling through the lazarette, through the bow compartment, through your water. You have to expose your water compartment so they can look at the condition of the metal in there. And then that finishes your bottom inspection. And then whenever you're ready, you call for your topside inspection. That includes a man overboard drill. It includes going through your electrical system, going through every year an inspector seems to have a different focal point. And they were really after, because of what happened recently, they were really after all the electrical stuff on the boat. They even did spot checks on that, about breakers being right, wiring sizes being right. They want to check your galley, your fans, your blower situation. They go through the staterooms. They look at to make sure just absolutely everything is in tip-top shape. And it's a very, very thorough inspection, okay?
So, and then in addition to that, too, Frankie, you have, emergency life rafts on the boat. Those have to be taken apart and inspected, and that's an expensive deal in itself, too, right?
Oh, yeah. We took ours off the boat. Yeah, yearly that has to be done. We send them ours up to Avalon Rafts in San Pedro. They take them completely apart. They go through all the food items that are in there and make sure they're not expired. And the same thing with all the light, the flashlights that are in there and everything else, and your emergency beacons to make sure that their battery life is good for the next year. And whatever has to be replaced is not cheap. And then going through the whole inspection, Coast Guard comes down and looks at them when they're completely apart. Then they put them back together, and then you get them back on the boat. And yes, that's not a – nothing's cheap, Pete.
As you can hear, it's a pretty extensive deal. Anything you put boat in front of, just add a zero, right?
Two zeros.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Don.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. We're going to talk to Mark, and Mark's called us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Very
happy
nice.
Mother's Day.
Indeed, happy
you
Mother's
bet.
Day.
Happy Mother's Day to those lady anglers. We need more of those lady anglers on the boats, too.
No kidding.
To have them.
Yeah. Two things. I want to give you a East County fishing report.
All
right. Santee Lakes is open. You can fish from the shore and everything.
Right.
Yesterday they were cars were out into the parking lot and through the streets and everything to get in.
Nice.
And number two, Frank, can you tell us a experience that you had, the most memorable experience in fishing?
The most what experience? The most
memorable.
The most memorable experience fishing. Wow. you know, there are so many of them. Probably the one that comes to my mind right now is being on the boat as a passenger, which was an absolute accident, and catching a 307-pound yellowfin. That sticks out as a highlight because even though I've hooked several before and handed them off to other people or helped people land them before, I've never hooked one and fought it all the way to the gaff. So that's one memory that sticks out. There's so many, but I'll rate that one up there, okay?
How did you hook that fish, Frank?
I remember it very well. I was fishing the bow, and I just put a sardine on and made a nice cast, and I watched that sucker come up and eat it, and I thought, ooh, he looked big.
That's so cool.
How fun is that? That's awesome.
And then I'll tell you another memorable experience happened when I was about 7 or 8 years old. And, you know, the Italian people like to catch octopus and eat them. And my dad and I were in San Juan Capistrano, and this big we were hiding behind this rock, and he did his thing, and this big octopus came out, and my dad goes, Frank, he's a big one. And my dad jumped on that thing like a leopard, and that thing's legs went up around my dad's head and everything, and I was scared to death. And my dad just reached in with his mouth and turned the head inside out, which just got his face black as it could be. So that's a pretty memorable experience.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah. You're the brave man, that's for sure. Some of those big octopus can be mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're mean and smart, okay?
Yeah, no doubt. Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Some good memories.
Yeah,
that's
fun. All right, how about next up we talk to John. John from Escondido. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. First off, Ricky, thank you very much for everything you do. My son was just tickled to death with that new Shimano Speedmaster and that Kalsar rod that you put together for him.
I'm so glad,
and,
buddy. It's my pleasure.
He just can't wait to get out with me and use it. And then, Frank, you run such a class outfit, and the people on the boat, yourself, it just makes it worthwhile going fishing. I got an 8-day trip middle of June with you guys. Hopefully we're able to go, and hopefully we can, you know, go with the, you know, the amount of numbers that are on the boat. But if not, you know, I'll just move my trip to another date and, you know, still go fout fishing with you guys.
Well, thank you very much for that. We look forward to having you. And, you know, when hearing you thank Rick, I was just thinking yesterday when somebody asked me something about tackle, you know, Pete knows a lot about tackle, and he's an expert, there's no doubt. But the super expert, the guy that just knows everything about every piece of tackle you could want to use, that guy Rick, what a knowledge of information, and he's such an asset to Fisherman's Tackle that, you know, if you ever have a question, and Rick's free with his advice, and he isn't trying to push it to get you to buy it at Fisherman's Tackle. He's just going to tell you from the heart what is best, and he knows damn good and well what it is.
Wow, that's very nice of you to say, man. I live it and breathe it and love it, and I know John has been in a bunch of times. That's very nice of you guys to say, man. You're making me blush.
Well, it's true. Hey, the other thing while we're on that subject is Fisherman's Island Tackle is open for takeout orders, right?
Yeah, exactly. We are very ready to go, and you know, we talked about it quite a bit yesterday, Doug and Frank and myself and everybody at the Tackle Store. And we've taking every precaution. I mean, so much so that, like, all of our employees have been sat down and we have, like, formally been trained you know, in the safety and, you know, and viewing this, you know, this issue. And we are open to the best of our ability. The store is definitely open for anything a guy needs. We're happy to deliver anything to any person in the parking lot. Like, anything you need, you can come down and get at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
And you can call you up and get the expert advice over the phone.
Absolutely.
What do I need? Here's what I need. Here's the type of thing that I'm shooting for and what I'm looking for, and you'll give them the info.
Our full staff is there. If you want to talk jigs with Brandon, or you want to talk hooks with Doug, or you want to talk rods with myself, whatever it may be, the full crew is in there. We're open every day from 9 to 5.
And 9 to 5 every day.
Because of this going on, kind of a two thing, because of this, you know, issue that we're in right now, and because a lot of our very loyal customers didn't have the opportunity to get their slightly discounted tackle at the Fred Hall Del Mar show, we are offering through, we was going to end today, we've extended it 1 week. We're doing, we jokingly call it our social distance sale, but we are offering, you know, very similar pricing to what we have at the Del Mar show. Honestly, not for any other reason than just some of our best customers just missed out on their opportunity to get a little discount on a reel, get a little discount on a rod, so that'll continue for one more week. 10% off reels, 15% off rods and blanks,
wow,
and 20% off of jigs, hooks, and line.
Sweet. Hey, get on down there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. All right, let's find out what's biting in the surf. Our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hi, Gundy.
Hey, Red Tide is up, right?
Yeah, there's some issues, but I'm going to get into that in a minute. You know, we talked about that last week, but I had some guys down south making catches in that Red Tide, and we'll work our way down there. But really, excellent fishing, Pete. We haven't really had a beat on the beach because of all the closures and things. But right now, a lot of warm water on the beach. The sand crabs are showing. We had some corbina catches, even as far north as Santa Barbara. But the North County, San Diego, a lot of guys catching and seeing corbina. And like I said, I think it's a function of the warm water temperature. But the real star this week was the halibut bite. I mean, the guys are just getting halibut everywhere, really. And, you know, we just had another grunion run, so that makes things. And this is like the fourth or fifth in a series of grunion runs, so now those fish are really keying in on that. Hook, line, and sinker reported very good halibut action on several beaches. Goleta, Gaviota, Carpinteria, Graveyards, all good spots there. Grunion pattern swim baits, grunion pattern, smelt pattern, hard jerk baits. And cut anchovies been fishing well. And that's something that's been good up and down the coast is cut bait. So don't always think about lure. Big Fish and Seal Beach reported good halibut catches all week. Saturday posted a 32 and a 30-inch fish. The jetty has been hot for those guys. 72nd place, Seal Beach jetty. The inlet there at Bolsa Chica was another good shot. Drop shot, white zoom flukes has been a hot bait. And like I said, the cut baits have been working real good too. They also had an excellent croaker bite, sargo catches there off Bolsa Chica. Ketchum Tackle in Newport reported streaks of the Red Tide, but still lots of halibut taken. They had a 12-pounder that was taken at the mouth of the harbor there on cut anchovy. And, you know, sometimes in that deeper harbor channel, if you do have a little Red Tide, you know, you can still fish it. The water down the bottom's probably good. Pacific Coast reported good halibut action on most beaches. The lagoons still have some tide issues, so it's been a little herky-jerky there. But they posted a 9-pound, 10-ounce fish, and that leads the Shops Derby. They had a 9-pound, 1-ounce fish, too, this week. So it's really coming along. Blue Water also reported excellent halibut fishing. And interesting, like I said, Pete, we talked about this. Do you fish in the Red Tide? Well, what I understand, the water's kind of stratified. So some guys are fishing the Red Tide, and what's been hot, they're using a fresh frozen sardine. One of the guys had a 14-pound fish, and I don't know if he can theorize it. Maybe, you know, because there has been die-offs, so a dead sardine or a dead smelt that may have died off would be on the bottom. So that makes kind of sense, like maybe why those halibut are keying in on that. But they said some good fishing in that red water. And, you know, you just got to go with the dope. And that's why, you know, in this game, I hate to always say, you know, yeah, it's going to be this way because 1 week later it might make you look bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it looks like that red tide's starting to dissipate now. So hopefully by next week it'll be gone and we'll be back to normal situation. Catching corbina, that'll be fun.
Exactly. I'm ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think of the halibut, it's easy on the bottom, you know, so it's not up there like some of the bait fish and things, so they may react differently.
Absolutely. Good call, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, go catch a halibut on the beach right now, and we will talk to you next Sunday. Thanks a lot for the report.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More great information, more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.